Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Hey, Beaver, a chair.
What chair, Wally?
What is it, son?
Did they finally send you your deputy dog badge, Wally?
Cut it out. It's from the state university.
Well, that's probably about your athletic scholarship.
Don't be nervous, Wally. We all know you got it.
What's the matter, son?
Regret to inform you that your application for a scholarship has been turned down by our board of administrators. As you know, athletic scholarships limited apply at a future date.
Oh, Wally, that's a shame.
Boy, Wally, you were third team All-State in football and captain of the swimming team. What do they want up there, Burt Lancaster?
Well, son, if you want to go to state, you can still go. And after you're there for a while, you can...
Oh, well, I'll get it.
Boy, what a jip. Wally's been studying 4 years for nothing.
Not at all, Beaver. Now, Wally has had good marks where he can practically go to any college he wants to.
Yeah, all the schools are tightening up on scholarships. They only go to boys who are top-flight students and top-flight athletes. You know, after all,
you know something?
What's the matter, Wally?
That was Lumpy Rutherford. He just got a 4-year athletic scholarship to state.
Clarence Rutherford?
Lumpy Rutherford?
Lumpy? Boy, I told you it was a jip.
Yeah, Mom, I talked to the coach about it today after school.
What do you have to say?
Well, he said that I was probably too light for college football. They don't give scholarships to freshmen for swimming, so he said the best thing to do would be to enroll now and then apply for a scholarship later.
Well, sure, Wally, if you still want to go to state, there's no problem. We've been saving for college for you boys for years.
Yeah, I know, Dad, but, well, I kind of figured if I got a scholarship, then you and Mom could use the money to go to Hawaii or something.
Well, don't worry about it, Wally. I think your father can give up a few hula girls for your education.
I still don't see why anybody'd pick Lumpy Rutherford for a scholarship.
Look, Beaver, Lumpy was the toughest guard in the league. Nobody got through his side of the line.
You know, Lumpy was evidently scouted by state.
Yeah. You know, I think it was that game against Taft that convinced him.
Yeah, that's the one we saw where he kept stopping him right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Yeah, and the next day the sports writers called him the block of granite.
I thought that was because he couldn't remember the signals.
Now, Beaver, it's very easy to make fun of Clarence, but I think he deserves a lot of credit.
Well, he certainly was the most improved player on the squad.
Boy, I'll say. Last year, Lumpy could hardly make the first team. This year, he really knocked himself out.
I don't care. Wally's a lot better football player than Lumpy.
Well, Beaver, that's a matter of opinion. But anyway, Lump made it, and I think his friends should congratulate him, not knock him. Don't you think so, Wally?
Sure. You know, I was even thinking, maybe some of us guys could sort of get together and have a party for Lumpy.
Wally, I think that would be a very nice gesture. What do you think, Warden?
Fine with me.
Well, how about next Saturday?
Well, that should work out fine.
Great. I'll start calling the girls as soon as we finish eating.
Girls? Aren't you going to have any guys?
Look, Beaver, first you get the girls to come. Then the guys automatically show up.
Oh.
You got it made, Lump, but you got to play it right.
What do you mean, play it right?
Well, all your life you've been kind of a... sort of a pleasant slob. But you're a big shot now, so you gotta act like it.
Well, how does a big shot act?
Obnoxious.
Nice going, Lump. I heard all about it.
Thanks, Danny. Hey, Lump, when State goes to the Rose Bowl this year, how about a couple of tickets on the 50-yard line?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, sure, Buzz.
You're going to have to wait in line. Lump takes care of his buddies first.
Hey, Lump. Oh, hi, Wally.
What do you say, Sam?
How's it going, Eddie?
Hey, Lump, I tried to get you on the phone last night, but I couldn't get through.
Yeah, the phone's been going crazy with guys calling about the scholarship. Even girls.
What's up about you getting turned down, Wally?
Oh, that's okay, Lump. Well, some of us have it and some of us don't.
What I wanted to talk to you about was, I thought maybe I'd throw a party for you.
A party for me?
Yeah, you know, sort of a celebration. I talked to my mom and dad about it, and they said it was okay. So how about it? Next Saturday night?
Well, yeah, gee, that'd be swell. But, I mean, you don't have to do that.
Well, look, I want to do it. Is there something wrong with that?
No, it's great. Thanks a lot.
Excuse me, man. My new doll.
Gee, I mean, you know her? She just transferred in from Monroe High.
You gotta keep on the ball, Irma. You gotta move in right now. Hiya, beautiful.
Hi. Edward, would you do me a favor?
Well, anything, gorgeous, anything.
Would you please introduce me to Clarence Rutherford?
Hello? You want to meet him?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Mom, this is Cinda Dunsworth. Hi.
Hi. I heard about you getting your scholarship, Clarence.
You did?
Oh, yes. Even before I came to Mayfield High, I heard of Clarence Rutherford, and, well, I think that state is very lucky getting a wonderful athlete like you.
Thanks. Stanford is dickering with me.
I'll be cheering for you, Clarence.
I'll walk you to your class.
Oh, you don't have to. Clarence, it's right across the aisle from you.
And I was coaching him on how to be obnoxious.
Hi. Hi there.
Mom, would you do me a favor?
What is it?
Would you make Wally invite me to his party?
Beaver, that won't be necessary. Wally already told me he wants you to come.
No fooling? Gee, I don't know whether he's getting nicer or I'm getting less goony.
Beaver, do you think Wally is still upset about not getting that scholarship?
No, I don't think so, Mom. I think Wally's too well adjusted.
Well, where did you get that phrase?
Well, that's what our teacher at school keeps saying he wishes we all were.
All right.
Hey, Wally, thanks for inviting me to your party.
Oh, that's okay.
Would it be okay if I invited somebody else?
You mean like Gilbert or Richard or Alan or somebody?
No. Well, Sally.
Sally?
What are you two guys looking at each other like that for? I'm practically in high school. I gotta practice being nice to girls, whether I like it or not.
Hey, is our hero arrived yet?
Well, not yet. I thought he'd be coming with you.
Wally, one doesn't share caviar with the peasants.
Oh. Hey, come on in. Some of the guys are in the other room.
Yeah, come on, Dan. Let's go.
Wait,
hey, guys, here's what we're going to do when Lump gets here.
Hey, that might be him now.
Hey, come on in here.
Now, when he gets here...
Oh, hi, Lump. Hey, we've been waiting for you.
Well, I'd have been here sooner, but I had to walk over.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my mom wouldn't let me take my car. She was afraid the spring coming through the front seat would wreck my pants.
Come on in.
Well, guys, here he is.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Love, love, love. Yay!
Like it.
I know. My mom told me to act sophisticated around the daycare.
Thank you.
just a moment. Catch one on the telephone. You can take it in the den.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Cleaver.
Oh, thank you, Eddie. You having a good time?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Cleaver. I think a small house like this makes a party so intimate. Hello? Oh, hi, Dad. Gee, Daddy, I wish you could see all the trouble that Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver are going to...
Be quiet, you big oaf.
Daddy, this is Clarence, your son.
I know, I know. Why didn't you tell me you got a D in mathematics? I just got a wire from State, and because of your grades, you're not getting the scholarship.
I'm not getting the scholarship?
No, you're not getting the scholarship.
Well, gee, Daddy, Wally's giving this big party for me, and... Well, what am I going to tell all the guys?
Tell them you're a big boob.
Daddy.
Hey, come on, Lump. You're supposed to be in there.
Yeah, what are you trying to do to the women? Wreck their evening?
Is something wrong?
Oh, no, huh? It's okay.
Wally?
Yeah, Mom?
Everything's ready in the dining room.
Oh, fine, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, there's some food and stuff in the dining room.
Food!
Oh, come on, let's go!
Here you are, Clarence. You do the honors.
Thanks, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hey, hold it, Lump. Before you cut the cake, how about a speech?
Yeah, speech.
Come on,
speech.
Golly, guys. Would you mind if I just didn't say anything?
How can a guy talk anyway? He's all choked up about losing his good buddies.
Oh, boy, Lump, put your head down and charge right through.
Here you go, Lump.
For me?
Come on.
You guys shouldn't have done this.
Shouldn't have done it? Why, it isn't every day a person gets a scholarship to State.
No, it isn't every day.
Hey, what's the big idea?
I dread the last one.
What, do you keep a count or something?
I'm just doing it so the work comes out even.
All right, here you go. I drive the top, now you drive the bottom.
Boys! Well, where did those come from? I thought we gathered everything up.
Well, I found this one under the sofa, and this one was on the floor back of the drapes underneath the window. And I found this one in the den back of the TV set.
Well, I think everybody had a good time.
Everybody except Lumpy. Boy, he sure got quiet towards the end of the evening.
Wally, did you notice that?
Yeah, but, like Eddie said, Lumpy was probably all choked up over all the attention he was getting. Eddie was kind of clowning when he said it, but I kind of got the feeling it was true.
Well, that's quite possible. I expect it isn't very often that Clarence finds himself the center of attention.
Yeah, especially for doing something good.
Well, hi, Fred.
Hi, Ward. May I come in a minute?
Well, sure. Come on in. Sit down.
I want to thank you and Wally for giving my Clarence that party Saturday night.
Oh, we were glad to do it.
Well, the way things worked out, I think he accepted the invitation under false pretenses.
What do you mean?
Oh, haven't you heard? My brilliant son is not going to get the scholarship.
Oh, he isn't getting it? I thought it was all set.
So did I.
You have any idea why it fell through?
A D. They found out he got a D in math, and that killed it.
Oh, that's a shame. Clarence must be terribly disappointed.
Clarence? How do you think I feel?
Fred, I really...
For days, I've been going around telling everybody about my wonderful son getting the scholarship at State, at the country club, the lodge, here at the office. then he does this to me. I don't know what I've done to deserve this. Can you tell me, Ward? Can you?
Would you really like my opinion, Fred?
Well, I certainly would.
All right. As long as you're asking, I think your present state of mind is more your own fault than it is your son's.
My fault? I didn't get the D.
It isn't the D or the scholarship that's bothering you at the moment. It's your own ego that's been hurt. And I think it might be well if you gave a little thought to how Clarence must feel at being turned down this way.
I see. I've got a meeting, Ward.
I hope I've nursed your feelings.
I came in here for a little friendly advice. I don't think it's very nice of you to kick a man when he's down.
Excuse me, Mom. I beat you.
Yeah, but just barely.
Yeah, but I still beat you. That means I get to watch the television show I want to tonight.
Not tonight. Television's out of order.
You mean I beat him all the way here for nothing?
I think he's going to school today.
All right. Fair.
And how was the future star of State University?
You know, that was a funny thing, Mom. Humpy didn't even show up at school today.
He didn't. Maybe it was something he ate at the party.
Well, the cake.
Beaver, I happen to have made that cake.
Oh, I know, Mom. And it was really neat cake with the football and everything. It was just a lump. He ate so much of it. He must have eaten 50 yards of the playing field and the goalpost. When it came around to me, all I got was a little part of the end zone.
Forget it. Oh, hi, Lump. Hey, where you been? Everybody was asking about you at school today.
Well, can I talk to you, Wally? Up in your room or someplace?
Yeah, sure. Come on. And the scholarship just fell through?
Yeah. I would have said something Saturday night, but, well, the party was going so good, I didn't want to wreck everything. Here are the presents the guys gave me. Will you see that everyone gets theirs back?
Well, look, I don't want my present back, and I'm
sure... Look, Wally, will you take it?
All of them. Come on, Lumpy. This is no way to act. You guys aren't going to be sore just because you didn't get the scholarship.
I'm not even going back to school.
What?
Look, Wally, I can't face the guys. All week long, I was a hotshot. Guys congratulating me. Girls even talking to me. Now this happens.
Yeah, but you've got to finish school.
Okay, so I'll go up to Porterville and live with my grandmother. I'll finish there.
Your grandmother? Look, Lumpy, you can't act like Little Red Riding Hood. Maybe if you told your dad.
My dad? You won't even talk to me. This morning at breakfast, I said, "Good morning, Daddy." And he left the room.
So I'm supposed to return these to the guys, and he's going up to his grandmother's and finish school.
That poor boy.
Yeah. Even I feel sorry for him. It's kind of like when that hippopotamus died at the zoo.
Ward? Hi, dear.
Oh, hi.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. We were just discussing Clarence. I suppose you heard all about it down at the office through Fred.
Oh, yes. Fred gave me quite a rundown.
You know what? I just feel terrible about it.
Boy, Dad, you ought to see how Lumpy's taking it. You've never seen a sadder guy.
Oh? Well, maybe things are not quite as bad as they look. After I talked to Fred today, I called a friend of mine, Dick Kramer, who's in administration out of state. I think maybe he's going to be able to do something to help Clarence.
You mean you pulled a few strings, Dad?
Oh, I didn't pull any strings, Beaver. Clarence still can't get in with his present grade in math. But Mr. Kramer did say that if he wanted to go to summer school and improve his grade, that he'd hold the scholarship open for him.
Oh, golly, Dad, that's great.
Boy, Dad, that's neat of you. Doing that for somebody who's not even in our family.
Well, you know the story of the Good Samaritan, Beaver.
Oh, yeah, I know, Dad. But somehow I never tied up Lumpy with Sunday school.
I imagine Fred was overjoyed.
Well, as a matter of fact, I had a chance to tell him. After he talked with me this morning, he made himself kind of scarce around the office. What's the number there?
Well...
Hello? Oh, hi, Fred. I was just going to call you.
Rest easy, Ward. Everything's under control.
Oh?
Yes, I got a long-distance phone call, and I think the boys up at State realized they were about to make a grave error. My Clarence is going to get his scholarship.
Oh, he is getting the scholarship, huh? Well, that's fine, Fred.
I think the coaching staff put on the pressure when they realized they were about to lose their potential All-American. Yes, yes, I know. They don't come any finer.
And the scholarship went through just like that, huh, Fred?
Well, I'm going to send him to summer school. They suggested it. I thought the least I could do would be go along with him.
That was a good idea, Fred.
Ward, what was it you were calling me about?
Oh, nothing, Fred. Nothing important. Glad to hear about the scholarship.
Goodbye.
They already notified Lumpy?
Yeah, I asked Mr. Kramer to have him call Fred.
Boy, that's terrific, Dad.
Aren't you ever going to tell Fred what you did?
No. He'd never believe someone could do something that nice for someone like him.
Hey, Wally, will you come out and throw me some passes?
Hey, Dave, all of a sudden you're practically sleeping with this football stuff. What's the big idea?
I want to get a scholarship to college just like Lumpy did. Oh, it'd be pretty neat getting everything paid for. I hear they even give some guys cars.
Yeah, well, I don't think they do that much anymore.
They don't? Well, it'd still be pretty neat getting paid for going to school.
Look, Beaver, you don't get paid for going to school. You have to work for your scholarship. When you get up there, they give you a job.
A job? What kind of a job?
Well, like waiting on tables or something.
Where?
Well, sometimes it's in the girls' dormitories.
The girls' dormitories? Boy, there's a catch to everything these days.
Up next, Lucy babysits bratty twins on I Love Lucy. The strange bit of casting, the identical twins are played by boys who aren't even related. They kicked Lucy so hard she had to wear shin pads and still got bruised. Stay tuned for the Amateur Hour next on TV Land.